The current administration system for holding terrorism suspects was dealt another legal blow today. A federal judge ordered the release of five suspects imprisoned at Guantanamo. The five are from Algeria. The judge ruled that the men could not be held indefinitely as enemy combatants. One of the men to be released was the subject of a landmark Supreme Court ruling last summer. That ruling gave the Guantanamo detainees the right to challenge their imprisonment. Miami Herald correspondent Carol Rosenberg has been following this case. She has just returned from the Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba. Who are the men who are to be released, and how long have they been at Guantanamo?
They arrived in early 2002. If you think back to the very beginning of Guantanamo in those early, early months with the men with the orange jumpsuits, these Algerians were among those men. They were taken out of Europe, put into Afghanistan, put into orange jumpsuits, and flown from Bagram Air Base, along with all of the other detainees at Guantanamo. And they never were charged with the crime. They were held on suspicions that they had links to a plot that was never realized to blow up the U.S. Embassy. And they said, you have the wrong guys. We're relief workers. The allegation, it was the U.S. Embassy in Sarajevo, that there was a plot that the local authorities said they uncovered. They investigated it, couldn't find any proof of their guilt, and handed them over to the Americans. And it was the first sign that for the Bush administration, the globe really was the battlefield, and you could take people from Europe to Afghanistan to Guantanamo and interrogate them to learn about Al-Qaeda and never charge them.
Carol, how significant is the ruling today? And put it in perspective for us, because we keep hearing every now and then about inmates being held at Guantanamo who are being released on an individual basis. Does today's ruling set any kind of precedent?
It's significant on a couple of counts, including the judge who did it, Judge Leon, had up until he made this order for years argued the Bush administration had the right to hold enemy combatants. He said there was a presidential power and that judges didn't have to review. The Supreme Court said, look into their files. He looked into their files and he said, you have to let five of them go.
Right now, we're hearing that the Bosnian government has agreed to take these detainees back. What does it mean for the rest of the detainees who are there, about 250 who are still at Guantanamo?
There's 17 who are being charged at the military commissions. They're under charges. We know the Obama administration, the coming Obama administration, doesn't like that trial system, and they're going to look at whether they want to try accuse criminals at Guantanamo in federal courts. But there's still a number of files that have to be dug through by this administration or that administration to figure out, as the coming closure of Guantanamo is promised by Barack Obama, who can go where, who can be charged, and who will be set free and how.
Can the government appeal, or are these men out?
Yes, the U.S. government can appeal to the circuit court, an appeals court in Washington, D.C. But, you know, the Justice Department, in this case of these five men, had earlier conceded that some of the allegations that sent them there in 2002, they could no longer justify. So it'll be a hard appeal for them to say that we still need to keep them.
Just one final question before we let you go, Carol. Since you literally just returned today from Guantanamo, are people there preparing for an ultimate closure, which, as you said, is what Barack Obama has promised?
You know, they're not. They're the military, and the military says, absent an order from the commander-in-chief, it's business as usual. They're trying to figure out ways to improve the circumstances of detention. I was down there talking to people about new improvements for classes and trying to give them what they call intellectual stimulation. But absent that order from the commander-in-chief, it's business as usual, even though these five men have been ordered released.
All right. Miami Herald correspondent Carol Rosenberg, just back from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Thank you very much.
Thank you.